This is Pastor Lee Pickett from Fellowship Baptist Church in Watertown, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. Today, I'd like to talk to us briefly about the servant, Jesus Christ. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels, record different events in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Each one of those books represents a particular character trait of our Lord Jesus. Matthew illustrates for us the kingship of Christ. Mark, the servant, Luke, the man, and John, deity or God. Today, I'd like to begin by reading Mark chapter 1, verse 1 through 11, and we're going to look at the witnesses of this servant, the introduction of the servant, the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have noticed that I place a great deal of focus here on that term, the servant, because Mark's gospel paints a picture for us of our Lord Jesus Christ as the servant of his Father, the servant of the world, and yours as well, as he came to live and to die on the cross for your sins so that you could be saved. And he, in fact, is the servant of all servants. Now let's read Mark chapter 1 and verse number 1, and we're going to look at these five witnesses to who Jesus Christ is and who he was when he came. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I, after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Here we have a record of the introduction of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark is the gospel of action, and that's what servitude denotes, that we should do and serve. When we go and serve the Lord, we should look for what we can do for others in our churches. We shouldn't be there to see what we can get, but what we can give as we exercise the spiritual gifts that are listed in Romans chapter 12, that each born-again believer has some kind of a spiritual gift, and Paul relates it in 1 Corinthians 12 as to be used to profit with all. Mark is the gospel of action. The writer is John Mark, the same John Mark who was at the center of the separation between Barnabas and Paul. It was probably written from Rome about 60 AD. The Romans were a people of action, but lacked mercy and grace. The Roman culture was a culture of death. This message of mercy and grace and action would have appealed to them. The gospel records the actions of our Lord Jesus Christ. His acts were acts of mercy, grace, forgiveness, and healing. He's a good God. The Romans needed that very badly. The Gospel of Mark does not record the genealogy of Christ. Remember, a servant does not need a pedigree. He needs a reference. I illustrate that with just speaking about a British servant in the British Empire in the late 1800s. Their full function was to serve. We see here, and I want to relate to you, Mark chapter 10, verse 44 and 45. What does it mean to be a servant? And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. The first witness was John Mark, Mark chapter 1, verse number 1. You may want to write these down. The second witness were the prophets, Mark 1, verse 2 and 3. The third witness was John the Baptist, Mark 1, verse 4 to 8. The fourth witness was the Holy Spirit, Mark 1, verse 9 and 10. The fifth witness was the Father, in Mark 1 and verse 11. What should you do about this? Well, real simple. Use your spiritual gifts for the benefit of others and love God with all of your heart. This is Pastor Lee Pickett from Fellowship Baptist Church, Watertown, New York, and I have been your pastor for the day.